Jerry Bader Show, 950-406-1360, 888-455-1360. It appears at least one thing Speaker John Boehner is considering, one strategy, is to offer a grand bargain again. This one would tie together a continuing resolution to run government and extend the debt ceiling. In exchange, Republicans would seek substantial reform of existing entitlements, but not ask for anything on Obamacare. I have two problems with it. The second one is, my number two problem is, I don't think it's going to be substantial. Now, I could be wrong on that. I haven't seen the deal yet, so I don't want to dismiss the deal out of hand. I am, however, dismissing the concept. Because if Republicans end the shutdown as a result of negotiating on anything other than Obamacare, then I believe you are codifying Obamacare for all time by saying we were willing to walk away from that issue and get you on this issue means Obamacare is there. It's in. That's it. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Brad in Eau Claire. Brad, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Morning, Jerry. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I think that people hate Obamacare. They do not hate all these other ideas, Social Security, Medicare, all that stuff. I think that John Boehner is just putting the ammo in the gun for Harry Reid to shoot him, because the thing is they're going to have all kinds of ads and stuff. Look at what they did to your Social Security. Republicans hate old people, all that kind of thing, and I think you're handing over the House.
It's tough
in 2014 if you did something stupid like that.
Well, it would be a little difficult for them to do that if they agree to it. I mean, it would be hard to bludgeon them with something that they signed on to. The counter-argument, and I think you make a very good point, Brad, but the counter-argument to that is those entitlements are what's really unsustainable about government spending right now, and they're the things that Republicans have most been trying to fix. So what if the reform is real?
Well, I mean, I'd totally support it, but I just think that it's a very poor strategy.
Thanks a lot for the call. Before we take Jack's call, President Obama is speaking right now in a construction firm in Maryland. Go ahead.
Our deficits are falling. Our housing market is healing, which means construction is improving. Manufacturing's growing. The auto industry is back. America's on pace to become the number one energy producer in the world this year.
Over your dead body, because it's due to fracking. I have that story in my pile, by the way. It's all due to fracking, which you hate.
More small businesses have gotten loans so they can grow and they can hire, just like M. Louise did with the help of the Small Business Jobs Act that I signed 3 years ago. So that's part of what allowed this company to grow.
I've heard enough. I'd much rather listen to Jack. To Jack on the road. Hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Good morning, Jerry. And as I told Jason, I'm not exactly sure what Bader's strategy is here on this. But I've got a couple things here that I don't know if your listeners are aware of. Have you ever heard of Judge Kissel of Marble Falls, Texas?
I'm not sure.
He has highlighted some of the most generous pages from the HB 3200 or the Health Care Act. On page 58 and 59, the government will have real-time access to an individual's bank account and will have the authority to make electronic fund transfers from those accounts. Now, when did the government get the ability to do this and why? And this has got to be unconstitutional on every level.
Well,
I think there's so many things in this Affordable Health Care Act that need to be challenged in some way, shape, or form.
Well, I don't know if I've heard of that specific example or not, but there are hundreds, if not thousands. Jack, thanks a lot for the call. Hundreds, if not thousands, of those. This is the way it feels to me, that Boehner sees an escape hatch here. And I think feeling that they need to get out from under this, this is where I'm going to sound like I flip-flopped a little bit, and I have. I think right now, by the way, there are a couple of things going on where Republicans can win this strategy. I didn't like the strategy, but I now think they can win it. This trying to inflict maximum pain, I think the public sees what Democrats are doing. Now, I understand polls still show that Republicans are getting beat up in public opinion. Most people do blame Republicans. It's almost impossible not to with the mainstream media. But to try to reach an agreement on something that has nothing to do with Obamacare is an escape hatch. I think they need to stand strong here. I realize that Boehner and others didn't want to get into this, didn't want to go this route, but they're here. Further, the Tea Party coalition that pushed, the Tea Party caucus, if you will, that pushed for this strategy, I don't think they're going to have much to do with entitlement reform unless it so dramatically reforms Social Security and the other entitlements that it completely changes the way those things work. Democrats aren't going to go along with that. Now, again, I don't know that Boehner is going to go this route, but he's certainly floating that balloon out there. He wouldn't have let Reid Ribble tell me that publicly if he wasn't floating that balloon. Scott on the road. Scott, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Jerry, here's what's going to happen, man. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, Obamacare is going to go through it. There ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. The Supreme Court passed it. It is legal according to them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Before the revolution starts in this country with our government being so out of control, what's going to happen is after Obamacare goes through and everybody starts going broke and everybody starts having conniption fits, what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to file a discrimination lawsuit against the president and the administration because, as we know, discrimination in this country is very big right now, whether it's age, sex, gender, whatever. We bring this up to the Supreme Court, and we file a lawsuit against the president and, whatever you want to call them, the administration, against discrimination, because he cannot discriminate. Who is going to be able to have this health care besides, you know, all the people in Congress? They don't have to have it.
Scott, I got to let you run because I want to get one more call in this segment. Dave on the road. Dave, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry.
Hey.
And the Republicans wonder why they get a bad rap about, you know, they're willing to shut down the government over Obamacare, but they're willing to start it without anything. I mean, it's just a joke.
Well, we don't know that
it is. They're willing to compromise instead of, you know, not funding it. They're willing to just postpone it for a year. That's a fine stance. But yeah. The idea that, okay, well, if you do something over on the other side, we'll let it go then.
Dave, thanks a lot for the call. I'm not so sure it would be nothing. We don't know that yet. But it would have to be so substantial that I can't believe it would be anything to which Democrats would agree. It's 9:58.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybadershow.com.